Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm a glowing candle sitting on the bedside table, bringing stories to children all around the world that I find all around the world. I was talking to a young girl, and her name was Magpie. Can you imagine a girl with a name Magpie? My goodness sakes. Well, Magpie was quite a girl. And she had to be with a name like that, right? And as Magpie was sitting in her room, she was thinking, now, I would like to enjoy a better life. At the moment, my parents are struggling pretty hard, and I don't have the new dress that I'd like to have, and I don't have the books that I'd like to have, and I don't have the clothes that I'd like to have to go to school and look nice. And I don't know what I'm going to do. And of course, I was sitting on the table there, and I was listening. And I said, Magpie, what do you think you could do to have those things that you'd like to have? And Magpie said, well, Mr. Candle, you're the wise one. You travel all over the world and you see how children do those things and how they get these things. Now, what should I do so that I can have the things that I need and the things that I'd like? And Mr. Candle said, well, Magpie, for a girl of 7, you certainly got some very interesting questions. Well, Mr. Candle, what can I do? And Mr. Candle said, well, Magpie, it seems to me that you have to make up your mind what's important to you. Is it important for you to have a happy home and to have happy parents? Is it important for you to have the clothing you want and the books you want for school? Is it important for you to have all the children in school think that you have all these things and, you know, that you're not a poor kid? What's important for you? Well, Magpie sat there and she thought to herself, he would ask me these questions. He would ask me these questions. And so she turned to Mr. Candle and said, you know, Mr. Candle, that's not very nice. You know, here I am, 7 years old, and what are you saying to me? You're saying to me that I should make up my mind. Well, it's never too early and never too late to make up your mind. Now, what sort of a family do you want? What sort of a home do you want? What sort of a circumstances do you want? Well, I want a happy home. Well, do you have a happy home? Well, yeah, sort of. And I want to have the clothes and the books for school that I need. Well, do you have clothes to wear to school? Yeah. They're not as pretty as all the other girls, but I have clothes to wear to school. And do you have books? Yeah, but they're my brother's books that he had when he was in the same class I had. Well, is that so bad? There are some children who don't have any books. And sometimes we just have to be very thankful for the things that we have. Well, I don't know, Mr. Candle. I sure would like to have a nice clothes, and I'd like to have the books that I'd like. And I'd like a happy home, too, of course. That's very important. Well, you know, Magpie, it's about time that you start singling out the things that you want. And you just say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then when you say, I like me, then all of a sudden, you're going to find that you like your dresses, you like your books, you like your home, you like everything. And when you like everything, then there's nothing to change. But Mr. Candle, I'd like a new dress. Well, Magpie, when you start liking yourself, then you'll start liking the things that you have. And you'll start liking all the people in your world and all the stuff in your world. And you'll start being so happy. But Mr. Candle, Now, Magpie, I'm going to give you a little thing. And you say this all day long, all night long, for 1 week. And at the end of that 1 week, you're going to find that you have such beautiful dresses and such beautiful books for school, and that you are in such a happy, happy family. 1 week? That's right, Magpie. Well, I can do that, Mr. Candle. Well, don't say that so quick, because it's not that easy. You're going to have to be saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Can you say, I like me, I like me? Oh, sure, that's easy. Okay? But nothing's going to happen. What do you mean, Magpie, nothing's going to happen? Well, Mr. Magpie, yeah, sure. Mr. Candle, I say these things, and I'm nice, and I'm a good girl, but they don't happen. Well, Magpie, you just do as I ask you for 1 week. And then when I check back with you, and I will be checking back with you every night in 1 week, you will tell me what has happened. Well, Mr. Candle went away, and Magpie said, I like me. Every day. She just sang it. I like me, 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 I like me. And all the kids in school looked at her and says, you are a kooky kid. And she says, I like me, I like me. And they said, why are you singing that? Well, I was told by a very powerful being that if I say I like me, miracles will happen in my life. And I believe it. Well, can I say it too? Sure. So, pretty soon, all the kids in school were saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And the teachers even started saying, I like me. And Magpie's mommy and daddy even started saying, I like me. And her brothers and sisters even started saying, I like me. And at the end of the week, Magpie forgot what it was that she wanted. Magpie completely forgot what it was that she wanted, that beautiful new dress and the new school books and the happy family. And Magpie was in her family, in her home, and her daddy and mommy were saying, I like me, and her brothers and sisters were saying, I like me. And they were all so nice to each other, so friendly and so loving. And Magpie looked at her dresses differently. She looked at her dresses and she saw beautiful dresses. She saw dresses that were just really gorgeous and the same dress that she always had. And she looked at her books and she dusted her books off instead of letting them get all dirty and bad. And she took the eraser and erased her brother's pencil markings in the books so that the books would all look fresh and new. And she was enjoying her books and she says, these are my books. These are my books. And she carried them out in the open, not hiding them. And people would look at the dirt smudge on it, and she'd say, yeah, I threw that at a dog that was chasing a cat. And I said, stop it. You know, oh, my goodness sake, with your school book? Sure. Well, that's got quite a memory then, doesn't it? Yes, yes, it does. Well, when Mr. Candle came back to visit Magpie, Magpie said, Mr. Candle, yeah? Guess what? What? I'm saying I like me. That's nice, Magpie. I'm saying I like me, I like me. That's nice, Magpie. Magpie, why are you telling me that you're saying I like me? Because you told me to say I like me. Yeah, that's true. But why are you saying I like me? Because I like me. I think I'm a nice girl. I'm a wonderful girl. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. All my friends, everybody in school saying I like me. And the teacher's saying I like me. Mom and dad saying I like me. And my brothers and sisters saying I like me. And even my dog and cat are saying I like me too, even though I can't understand them. But they're acting with their waggly tails and their happiness and their, wow, goodness. Well, Magpie, did you get the new dress that you wanted? New dress? I have nice clothes. What do I need new dresses for? All my clothes are nice. I take care of them now. I hang them up nicely in the closet. I iron them. And I even, in sewing class, you know, I have a sewing class. Gertrude Studer is my teacher in the sewing class. And she teaches me, what is it called, crafts? She teaches me crafts and teaches me how to sew and do things like that. And when she saw the little tears in my dresses, she said, come on there, Magpie, let's sew those things up and make them look nice and new. And wow, everything is so nice, and it was so beautiful, it was so wonderful, and hey, you know, that's nice. And you know, I have a happy family. Everybody says I like me to themselves and about me, and isn't that nice? And you know, my books are all nice, and my dresses are all nice, and everything. Mr. Candle, when is a miracle going to happen? And Mr. Candle said, well, Magpie, that's the way it should be. We never know when the miracle happened, because it happens, and it's just natural, it's just normal, and just wonderful. Oh, Mr. Candle, I speak my word with conviction, and things happen. Oh, yes, I speak my word with conviction, and things happen. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Mr. Candle said, hey, Magpie, don't ever forget, you can never say, I like me too much. Just keep saying that every day, in every way, and you watch what will happen to you. You'll watch what will take place. Well, Mr. Candle, it already took place. I can see that now. Now, that's good, Magpie. Now, you just prepare yourself now for bed, because Mr. Sandman's going to be coming along shortly, and I'm not going to be here when he comes, but he's going to come along, he's going to drop pixie dust right in your eyes, and you're going to sleep and dream of all your beautiful dresses and your beautiful books and your beautiful family, because you put the cause in motion, and you spoke your word with conviction, and you got results. Oh, Magpie, you're so wonderful. Well, boys and girls, time for me to go now. So, see you next time, and remember, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.